I'd like to thank you for letting me speak this evening, and my name really is Cheryl Crow, and I am a musician. I am a 53-year resident of New Hampshire after coming here from Maine when I was 18 to go to UNH in Durham. I have not gone anywhere else since, and I don't want to. New Hampshire exports power. That must mean we have more than we need currently. It should be a no-brainer to vehemently oppose having something stuffed down our throats when we not only don't want it, but we won't use it, and our state is maimed in the process. This awful scar across our North Country from Northern Pass Towers would be permanent. It's not going to go away. Once the millions of trees, think about that for a minute, millions of trees, if not billions, that's a lot of trees. Once these are cut and the ugly towers erected, the scar is there, and it is just that, a scar. And there's no plastic surgery for that kind of scar. We do this and we're stuck. Our forebears left us an exquisitely beautiful state. What will we be leaving? Quebec should find another target. New Hampshire citizens didn't come in on the cabbage truck this morning. We love our state, and there are many obvious reasons. We are fortunate to live someplace where some people save up money all year to come for a week or two, and we live here. But if we do not vehemently oppose this project and protect ourselves and our children, the irreplaceable spot of amazing beauty God gave us, the bully on the playground will win. If all we do is lie on the ground and wring our hands and cry, the bully will win. May we please find our backbones and pray that the state and federal governments will hear us. Please. Thank you.